Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, the storyteller from Lake Chelan Historical Society, at the big rusty red building with wagon wheels in the windows. Let's talk history today about settlers in the 25 Mile Creek area. The settlers on the upper shores of Lake Chelan were a mix of people in the process of fulfilling the terms of the Homestead Act, which deeded them 160 acres in exchange for improving and living on the property. Charles Whaley was one of the very first settlers in the 25 Mile Creek area, homesteading 160 acres in 1891. He had the General Department Store in Chelan as well as a store at Stehekin, so his time at the homestead was limited. His wife Rosa stayed at 25 Mile Creek while Whaley looked after the business. Mrs. Whaley had said there were Indian graves up at 25 Mile Creek. She also said there was an Indian sweat hole a little above the beach. Charles Whaley, after several tries, built the first irrigation system. In 1894, some friends from Kansas City invited Minnie Carlisle to go west with them to Chelan. She decided to stay and made her home with Charles and Rosa Whaley to be housekeeper and friend to Rosa while Charles was away. Minnie also filed for homestead land adjoining the Whaleys. She also worked for many years as a milliner for Whaley's department store. Edwin Smith and his wife Mary came to live at 25 Mile Creek in 1906 and bought the homestead of Minnie Carlisle. They planted an apple orchard known as Maryvale Orchards. Ed Smith changed his vocation from insurance and banking in St. Louis, Missouri, to ranching. Mrs. Smith was not happy with that move. She missed the social life she had known in St. Louis. Her disposition improved greatly when her sister and brother-in-law homesteaded 160 acres adjoining the Smiths on the north. Mary Smith was instrumental in bringing a church to the 25 Mile Creek community in 1914. Known as St. Mary's Episcopal Church, it served all denominations. Whenever there was a service, everyone came. The one-room building was used both as the church and for a short time as the school before a regular schoolhouse was built. The new schoolhouse later became the Grange Hall. In the summer, church services were held once a month. Sunday school, however, was held every Sunday morning during the summer. The inside of the building never finished, had studs and bare walls showing. The rough sawn wooden benches were made from 1x12-inch boards. There was a raised entry platform at the front of the building, and Mrs. Hale would come to church on her horse with several of her children strapped on either side, similar to an Indian papoose. She would ride up to the entry platform and very carefully step off. Mrs. Hale wore a type of duster coat that she would take off to reveal that she was dressed in her Sunday best. Her youngest child, Carolyn, was married at St. Mary's in the 1940s. The church closed in 1944, and the building eventually became a summer cabin, which is still standing. The Hale family has been a fixture of the 25 Mile Creek settlement for more than a century. We'll talk more about Chelan history next time.